You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
Thanks so much, Monica. We're going to carry on reading to the end of verse 29. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Now remember, we're thinking about how church is the best place ever. Church is the best place ever. And the first reason for that is because it's God's place. Church is the best place ever because it's God's place. Now I want us to have a look at these pictures that are going to come up behind me and think about what makes these places special, okay? So let's have slide number one. Thanks, Linda. Picture number one. Now, what makes that place special? You might know, anyone know where it is? Do we know where it is, Elam? No? Go on, Diego, you know the answer to this. It is. It's the Bernabeu. I tried to fool people by being by Munich, but it is the Real Madrid Stadium. That's the Bernabeu. And you might say the Bernabeu is really special because it's got a new retractable roof and because it can fit like 78,000 people in it. Okay, let's have the next picture. What makes this place special? Anyone know where this is? It is Buckingham Palace. And you might say Buckingham Palace is special because it's got 775 rooms. And the biggest, I know it's a lot of rooms, and the biggest private garden in the whole of London. You might say it's special because of that. Okay, next slide. Anyone know where this is? Anyone else? It's not Ethan. Go on, Ethan. I'm going to take that for the compliment I suspect it was intended in. Go on, Diego. It is. Yeah. The leader of the Labour Party lives in this house. And you might say that number 10 Downing Street was special because it's grade one listed and it's over 300 years old and it's got quite an impressive, imposing black front door. You might say that. Okay, last one. This is the MI6 or the MI5 building. I get confused between them. And you might say this building was special because it's got triple-planed glass and moats to keep it safe. And rumour has it there's a tunnel that goes underneath the Thames and gets all the way to where the government lives in Whitehall. You might say it's special because of those reasons. But really, the Bernabeu, let's go back to the beginning. Why is the Bernabeu special? Because Real Madrid play there. And why is, next slide, why is Buckingham Palace special? Because the King lives there. And why is number 10 special? Because our Prime Minister lives there. And why is the MI6 building special? Because real-life James Bonds, who I'm sure are just as cool as a real 007, live there. And you might ask the question, why is church so special? And we had lots of answers in the Bible passage. I don't know if you noticed. It is Mount Zion. You've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. You might say it's special because of that, but it's really special. It's mostly special because God is here. You have come to God, the judge of all. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. And so when you come to church, you don't come to like Joel's place as if. You don't come to your parents' place. It's the thing my parents do. It's my parents' place. You come to God's place. It's his home. He lives here. And it's best special. It's most special because God, the God of the universe, is here. Church is God's place. Okay, let's think about another thing that makes church special. And that is God's people. God's people. Let's have the next slide up, if that's okay, Linda. Listen to this from verse 23. Or look at it if you want to. You have come to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. I found a group of huge gatherings that have happened in the past few years where millions of people have gathered together. Let's have a few of those slides, if that's okay. This is a Hindu festival that happened a few years ago. Apparently 6 to 10 million people gathered. It's a lot of people. Next slide. This happened in 2015 in the Philippines. Get it right. 5 million people gathered for World Youth Day. Again, a lot of people. Next slide. That is a democratic convention or appeal that happened in Turkey a few years ago, 5 million people. And last slide, our late Queen's coronation, 3 million people gathered on the streets of London. Those are lots of people gathering, right? And you might think you come to church, oh, there's a few people here, but there's certainly not even 1,000. There's definitely not 1 million. There might be up to 100 here on a Sunday morning. And it might feel like compared to those gatherings, well, this is less exciting and less big and less significant. But really, when we gather as God's people, it's the best place ever because we gather with all those around the world who are meeting in the name of Jesus today, all those in the past who've met in the name of Jesus, and even all those in heaven who've died and are now with Jesus forever. And we gather with them and we're connected and united and one with them. Now, to try and show us what this means, I've got a rope. And it's going to make sense as we hand out the rope, I trust. So, we practiced this earlier, it's going to go swimmingly. Hopefully the rope is long enough that we can all hold it. And if not, the illustration won't work so well. But we'll see how we go. Titus and Daniel are going to start us off. Let's go. So we want everyone to be able to touch the rope. Keep passing, keep passing. Here we go. Perfect. Daniel, maybe you could do this because it might take a while. It's coming. So I thought about doing this during a song, and now thinking about how long it's going to take, perhaps I should have done it during the song. It's pretty good. We've got quite a lot left still. Just be careful you avoid rope burns and getting around your neck. That would be bad. Now, we're being very organized. We're going row by row. I didn't anticipate that. I thought it'd be a bit more higgledy-piggledy, but this is very good. Very British. We're running out. Yeah, keep going. So everyone can hold it. Yeah. Titus, let go, let everyone go, let everyone get it. Now we might have run out, but with the phrase, those at the front are very graciously letting go of it for those at the back. We're nearly there. Yes, if you could let go. If you're at the front, you could let go. You've held the rope and you've handed it on to others. Basically there. Okay, let's stop the rope moving. We'll keep doing it during the song. Stop. Everyone just hold the rope. Be obedient. Thank you. That's brilliant. Now you see, I mean, most of us are either holding the rope or were holding the rope. And what I want you to imagine is all those that trusted in Jesus that came before us held that rope. And all those around the world are holding that rope right now. And we're holding a rope in this room. And all those gathered around Jesus' throne up in heaven are holding the rope. And we're part of one massive, great, big gathering of believers across the world, down through the ages, and up in heaven. That is the most amazing, the biggest gathering of people that there has ever been and ever will be. Church is the best place ever because it's God's place. And because it's God's people. Now we're going to express that truth together by saying some words that have been said by Christians for thousands of years. We're going to say the Apostles' Creed together. So everyone stand up, keep holding the rope. And let's declare our faith together. Let's say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Do you have a seat? Church, the best place ever because of God's people, because of God's place, and finally, because of God's promise. If you've got the Bible stood open in front of you, you can have a look at this. Have a look at that little verse 24. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks of better words than the blood of Abel. It speaks a word of grace and forgiveness. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Now, have a little think to yourself of all the people you hear when you come to church. Perhaps you hear mummy and daddy telling you've got to get to church. You hear mummy and daddy telling you've got to pay attention. You maybe hear the leader or me or people reading or praying. And in your kids' groups, you hear different voices. And you might think, I can take or leave listening to those people. Might be like at school, you think I can take or leave listening to my teacher. But if you went to Buckingham Palace, could you take or leave listening to King Charles? Or you went... That was a rhetorical question. Or you went to the Bernabeu to meet the Real Madrid players. Would you take or leave listening to Jude Bellingham? No, you'd want to listen to what he had to say. And of course, if you went to number 10, you'd want to listen to what our Prime Minister has to say. And if you went to meet real-life, modern-day James Bonds in MI6's gaff, you'd want to hear what they had to say. And when we come to church, God's place, with God's people, it is the God of the universe who speaks. And it's a very, very good idea to listen to the God of the universe. So, as we go away from here, three things to remember about why church is the best place ever. It's God's place, and it's full of God's people, and it's where we hear God's promises, God's voice. That means we'll be excited about coming, won't we? We'll be excited about coming, and it means we'll want to be here as often as we can, and it means that when we get here, we'll listen very carefully. Because it's not just human beings speaking, it's the God of the universe who loves us. Who is speaking? Let me pray. Father God, we praise you that church is the best place ever because it's your place. You are here because it's full of your people and because here you speak, you give us your great promises. Please help us to be excited about church. Please help us to come to church expecting to hear you speak. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing about how wonderful church is now together, so let's stand and sing.